Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 10 past 8 o'clock here on WPHM. I think that it really started to hit people this week because this Friday would be the day, if the Brass Rail were still open, this would be the day that Tom and Jerry's would start being made. And for the second year in a row, there is no Brass Rail, and we thought no Tom and Jerry's until yesterday when Andy Baku stepped up and said, hey, come on over to Andy's Wine Bar. That's where we're going to have Tom and Jerry's. He's on the line with us right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You've made a lot of people happy with this announcement.
I did, huh?
Yeah, you did. I think people are pretty excited about this. Tell us how this all came to be.
Well, you know, we've been kicking the idea around, actually, I would say, even earlier on in the year, as, you know, people would frequent Andy's Wine Bar, and they would ask, what's going on with the Brass Rail, being in the business. So, and then everybody's like, you should make them, you should make them, you should make them. And I said, no, we're not going to make them. You know, we're only open weekends. But we kicked the idea around, and as people started asking more, I said, well, you know, well, let's give it a shot. And so finally we decided we will go ahead and do it. So that's what's going on. So
what all is involved in doing this? You're going to have to bring all the ingredients in. You got the original recipe too, right?
A lot of the, we are going to have plenty of help from, you know, the Brass Rail family. And people that have made Tom and Jerry's, and they're going to be helping me out, making the famous tradition beverage. And, you know, this is going to be, the recipe is going to be exactly the same, that's for sure. So we are finagling, trying to get all the stuff together. There's a lot involved, as people know, that, you know, it's not an easy drink to make. And, you know, we are getting our list and checking it twice, and I can guarantee you this, that the recipe will be exactly the same. The atmosphere, you know, obviously with the people, will be the same. The decoration, on the other hand, that I don't know if I can come close to that.
Yeah, that would be a hard one to replicate, that's for sure. Andy's Wine Bar, by the way, for people that haven't been to your wine bar, this is a fairly small venue, as is the Brass Rail. So size-wise, how many people can you accommodate there?
With the deck, I have some heaters on the deck. We can put about 100 people. I know that getting some advice from some of the people that are helping me said we need to make sure to get a tent if there's any overflow. And so that's what's going to happen because the bar is not that big. And so since it's only going to be, you know, a few weekends in December, Friday, Saturday, the first Friday, Saturday, and the following week. So we are investing in a tent and some heaters and lights, and you know, there's more to come as we are trying to finalize. Obviously, you know, we're taking a shot at this. We are still learning, and I can guarantee the beverage will be the same. We will have a full bar, and for those that want wine or beer, excuse me, as you mentioned, Andy's Wine Bar is only open on weekends, 5 till 10 on Friday and Saturday. And we will accommodate, you know, all those that love the Blue Water tradition and those that want something different.
4 dates, December 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday. That'll be the week after Thanksgiving, the 3rd and the 4th, and then the 10th and the 11th as well, starting at 5 p.m., 4 nights to mark on your calendar. I think people are going to come out in droves for this, Andy. I think people are really going to be excited to get together again, I think. And it's because it's not just about the beverage. It's the beverage, sir. Everybody loves Tom and Jerry's, but it's about the company too, isn't it?
Oh, that's for sure. I you know, whenever I did go to the Brass Rail, the place was packed. Of course, it's a tradition. And exactly what you said is getting people together. You know, it's one of those things in the Blue Water area that has been going on for a long, long time. The late Helen David and the rest of, you know, the gang over there, Maroon, God bless them. And and honor those people. We're going to keep the tradition alive, and we are going to replicate as much as possible, especially the atmosphere. You're right. It's going to be just amazing.
Well, I, for one, am pretty excited about this. I know a lot of other people are as well. Andy's Wine Bar, which is right down at Desmond Landing. You got a nice little spot there, by the way, right, where the Black River and the St. Clair River meet. I mean, it's just it's a beautiful location any time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. As we say, it's a $1 million view. And, you know, we have a great staff that helps me out, my wife, myself, of course, Adam, that used to help out at the Brass Rail, and we will get some people together and have some fun.
All right. Sounds good. Andy, thanks for telling us about it. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.